Next stop, the Pete's Cobbler Factory. Join the crew of Let's Eat this Friday as we visit Merrillville and indulge in a menu that will put a smile on your face. Listen in as we talk with owner and operator of the Pete's Cobbler Factory, Cornelius Henderson. We want you to call in 219-769-9577 and join the conversation to win a sweet gift card from the Pete's Cobbler Factory of Merrillville. You've never visited a factory with so many items that will satisfy your sweet tooth. For example, fruit cobbler, varieties of churro sticks, tasty waffles, cinnamon rolls, brownies, and more. Tune in and discover the Pete's Cobbler Factory with Cornelius and me, Chef Nick, on Let's Eat this Friday at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. Follow me on Instagram at Let's Eat POD. Yasu! It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR. Well, thanks for tuning in to Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick here at our studios in Merrillville. And it is, 3:06, and it is cold, and it's snowy, and why?
It's January, Nick. It's cold.
Why? But it doesn't do that during Christmas.
I know. It's sad, man.
Your child must be like wondering, how does Santa get to the houses when there is no snow?
He asks about that, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't have the heart to tell him that we probably will never have another white Christmas again, but... haven't had yet in a little while, and I should note, though, some of the snow we did get was a blast for the kiddo. I hooked my two Aussie Shepherds up to the sled, and I put him in the sled, and I just let him go.
That sounds great.
And I realized very quickly how fast those dogs go.
Did you find your kid?
I did. A couple of days later. Yeah.
He was through the drive-thru at McDonald's or something like that.
Yeah, they got me a hot chocolate because it was cold and snowy, you know.
Tom, we have a great show today. Nice and sweet show. All about sugary treats.
You're the only sugar I need, Nick.
Oh, gosh. I hope my wife didn't hear that. Yeah, she'd be wondering what's going on. So today we have a great guest here. We have Cornelius Henderson from the Peach Cobbler Factory out of Merrillville, fairly new place over there. He's brought in some really great treats, and with no further ado, how you doing, Cornelius?
I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for having me, Nick.
You know what's great about Cornelius? He's a Purdue grad.
Boiler up.
I know. Chirp, chirp, huh, Tom?
I got my...
Why did they go chirp, chirp?
I don't know, man. It's a Ball State thing. They did that after
some birds
too.
Go, ah!
You know? Basically, splat, splat on a... sliding door. Yeah.
So Cornelius, how you doing?
Good. Pretty good today. And I will say today is a perfect day for cobbler.
Oh, it is a perfect day for
cobbler. It's cold. It's dreary. It's a perfect day for some warm peach cobbler.
Yeah, because your stuff is all about good taste, and it sometimes brings in some good memories.
That's it. That's a great comfort food.
Comfort food that it is. Why don't you introduce yourself to everyone out there?
Cornelius Henderson, originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but been
We love me some Milwaukee.
There we go.
We're at Milwaukee.
Born and raised on the north side of Milwaukee.
Okay. I lived over on the northwest side in Menominee Falls, right outside the city limits.
I was in the Sherman Park area.
Okay. That's okay. What's up, neighbor?
Raised. That's it.
I've only went to Milwaukee one time for a food show. That's how I remember Milwaukee.
Yeah,
great. I thought it was an easy drive.
Yeah.
About an hour and a half, great food town, great great culture, great art scene, really nice.
Pretty good basketball team, apparently, too.
Yes, indeed. And then end up going to Purdue. Started there, finished there at Purdue, had dreams to become an engineer, but actually ended up in liberal arts and have no regrets whatsoever. Met my wife there, Cherie, and it's just been a blast ever since. So... we met at Purdue. We got married at Purdue.
That's a cool
story.
We've
got a great blended family and seven wonderful kids that we're raising and trying to get through. And we ventured onto this idea to want to open up a restaurant. And the next thing you know, we got the Peach Cobbler Factory. So,
have you had any? What other occupations were involved in your family?
Absolutely,
because not everyone like me was. Born with a wire whip in his hand or whisk. You know what I mean?
I came out and I had a whisk. Yeah. I said, I want to make some lemon rice soup. No, I didn't. I just. But what you know, because it a lot of, you know, nowadays you're seeing this transition, and we've seen it because we've been doing this show forever.
Right.
That you're getting people that have never been in the food industry that are going into it. So what other occupations did you have? And then I guess my second question would be, why did you get into the restaurant business?
Really, really good questions. I think for us, my wife and I had always wanted to do something business oriented. We didn't know what, right? We didn't know if we wanted to own a business, make something, sell something. We didn't know, but we knew we didn't want to be working for somebody forever.
Mm-hmm.
We came across the idea, this idea of the peach cobbler factory. My brother-in-law lives in North Carolina, and he called and just was going like, man, it's a place called the Peach Cobbler Factory. It's great food. It's fantastic. It reminds your home. And, you know, we did our due diligence and, you know, just sort of did our research, studied long and hard about it, prayed on it, and ended up sort of taking those first steps. Neither of us have any restaurant experience. She's coming from the healthcare industry. I'm coming from sort of the human resources training space, working with people, working with leaders. She's working with people in also a very technical area. So, yeah, we could do restaurants.
So. Folks, we want you to call in today, 209-769-9577, because Cornelius is giving me some gift cards so you can try out the Peach Cobbler Factory right in Miraville, right on US 30, right across the street from the Myers over there. How long have you been in business?
We opened our doors May 18th officially, May 18th of 2024, so 7 months.
You are quite literally the blink of an eye brand new.
Yes, indeed.
That might actually be one of the youngest restaurants I think we've had on the show, because normally it's a couple of years or, you know, oh, we've been operational for, you know, X number of, you know. But inside of a year, that's like you are in the throes of a new restaurant.
What are some of the surprises?
I think, you know, for us, really sort of understanding the ebbs and flows of the business cycle with the restaurant. This summer when we opened up, we had lines out the door. And then winter hit, right? And, you know, we had to pivot and find new ways and different ways to draw people in. So, you know, catering and really, you know, looking at that as an option. That's been a learning experience. I think as well as staff, you're never really prepared. Right. You think you know how to deal with people, but, you know, you're learning. It's a learning curve.
So you've got seven kids. They've all got to be working for you, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. We get three work. Well, three and the 12-year-old. I guess she works.
She'll be the future chef, Nick.
She comes out.
She's ready. She's got that wire whisk ready to go ahead and start making some brownies.
So we know where your location. Why don't you give us your hours of operation and a website and a phone number so everyone knows where you are.
We are 610 West 81st Avenue in Maryville. We are open 7 days a week.
Wow.
We open up at 12 p.m. And we are open until 10 p.m. every night. We also do DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub until during the weekdays until about 10 o'clock, and then in the weekends on Fridays and Saturdays to midnight.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. You don't get a lot of that around here in terms of availability of restaurants. You know, it's a bar, and, like, if you're either A, under 21, or B, like, you got a younger family, and you got, you know, maybe it's teenagers who want to go out to eat late. The option isn't there here in Northwest Indiana. So why that late?
Well, I think just for that reason, because there's not a lot of those types of options here in Northwest Indiana, and we want to tap into that market where people who have that late night, you know, hungering for a sweet treat, they can call DoorDash or they can drive on in and check us out.
So, that is the worst. You want that sweet? You got that sweet tooth, and it's like 11:30 at night, and you're like, why did I buy all this fruit? Why do I have salad in my house?
I got grapes that always turn into raisins.
Yeah, like I just want chocolate. I want ice cream. I want a cobbler.
Expecting moms are
big part of the <they're>... So, I, you know, when I was in there the other day, I noticed you took a catering event. So what kind of catering do you do?
We do different business events or corporate events, different parties and family events and family, you know, gatherings, different things like that. We've done some things with Mirum Health, had a big order. They were welcoming some new doctors in, as well as South Lake Hospital. Had some different employee recognition events.
By the pans, is that how it is?
Yeah, we can.
Everything that you can pretty much offer as catering, except
absolutely,
for shakes, probably.
Except for shakes. We've got cookies, we've got brownies, we've got banana pudding and cobbler. So you can order those cobblers by the pan. The size of our pan serves about 9 to 10 individuals. All of our fruit cobblers we can do. We can do the sweet potato pecan, which is a local favorite. People love it. It is very good.
I saw that, and that one threw me off, because you're thinking, you always thinking cobblers. I've done bakeries. You're always thinking like apple and peach, you know, things like cherry, you know, blueberry, but I never thought of sweet potato, which is sweet.
It is good. It's
so
very good.
Why? Okay, I've been doing this since I've been 11, and no one ever asked me why, but I'm going to ask you why. Why did you pick this specific area? I mean, you could have been a breakfast shop.
Yeah.
You could have been a sub shop. Why'd you pick sweets?
It was different.
Okay.
There's nothing, there's nobody offering, I think, you know, the quality that we're offering with something like peach cobbler or banana pudding. You can go and you can get, you know, some peach cobbler from some places, but you can go and you can get banana pudding, but we make that banana pudding in-house. We put a lot of love into it.
It was good.
We got
That's what
so many different varieties. So that banana pudding, the OG is the base, but you can put some Oreos in there, Nutella, strawberry. And I think that, to answer your question, it's just different. There were no offerings like that here in Northwest Indiana. And to be honest with you, no offerings like that, you know, in this whole metropolitan area. So
why'd you, what drew you to this spot?
Well, my wife is
I always ask these people, you know, I always ask, because if somebody asked me what drew me to the spots I went to, I don't know if I would have an answer anymore.
Yeah.
But you're fresh. What drew you to that spot?
You mean the location?
The location,
Yeah, I think we're from here. My wife is from Northwest Indiana, born and raised. I migrated here. I love the area. We found that location and thought it was a perfect location right off of 30. Mm-hmm. So great visibility, high traffic.
Very high traffic.
And we said, man, this may work. You know, again, you talk about lessons learned. Could we have done a smaller space with a little bit, you know, maybe quick grab and go? Probably. But no regrets at all, because we've got enough space to have the community come in and people sit. This summer, people were sitting all day, all night, just laughing, talking.
It's a great spot. It's all done in, what, orange? Very inviting, very clean.
Yep.
Streamlined.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it looks like you could seat about, what, 30 people in
there? We can seat about 25.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very, very inviting place. Mm-hmm. It felt like I was going into a place that was going to serve peach cobbler.
That's
what it looked like to me. Folks, remember, if you want to call and get a gift card from the Peach Cobbler Factory out of Maryville, 219-769-9577. How large is the chain?
There are 100, at last count, 100 locations throughout the country, mainly in the south and the southeast region, slowly moving west of the Mississippi River.
So are you the only one in Indiana?
We are not. There is, I hate to say this, Nick, but there is a location in Bloomington.
Well, I'm not driving down there. That's funny. When were they established? When did they start off?
Started off about 4 years ago now.
Okay. So that's fairly new.
It's a new chain, too. Okay.
It's a relatively new chain. Last year, they were fastest growing franchise in the country.
Wow.
So we got on board at a really exciting time as well. So we've been learning, getting new products, getting new things, getting acclimated to the business, and the company's been growing.
They bring people in to help you?
Absolutely. It was a great learning that we had when we went down to the headquarters in Florida. We got trained up how to make everything, how to operate the business. Came back, they sent folks out to guide us through all the way up into our opening, and then let us run our business. So
So that's one thing I think as a an outsider to the restaurant industry is looking at those chains and understanding that, like, they're not run by the overhead organization. Like, just because there's a yellow arched M or the picture of a little girl with red pigtails on the sign or a bell, I think that covers the majority of them. Like, they're still owned and operated by local people. And so, you know, how was that experience for you, like, as opposed to having to go back through grandma's cookbook and looking at all those meals your mom made in Milwaukee and, like, you know, what do you guys like to eat? Having to, like, essentially invent a menu and recreate a wheel to bring something new in, you've got something that's established. Does that make starting a restaurant easier, or does that provide its own unique challenges?
I think both. I think from the startup perspective, it does make it easier. You've got a blueprint, right? You don't have to think about all these different recipes. But I think as we continue and grow and get new customers, it becomes a little bit restrictive a little bit. So we try to do different things, hence the sweet potato pecan cobbler, and making that the Shanae way, if you will. Shanae is one of our staff individuals. She's one of our shift leaders, and she was playing around in the back, and she said, hey, what would happen if I added some caramel and some pralines to this peach cobbler? This sweet potato, and it was fantastic. And so we started to sell that. So yes, it's a blessing and a little bit of a curse, but we try to be creative. We try to be tapped in what our constituents and customers in this area like.
So are you, I guess, at the household level, were there a lot of sweets getting baked and ate? Okay, so like this was you were like, it wasn't like you are familiar around the kitchen and baking in the ovens and stovetops, as opposed to like just kind of diving into it and like, I guess we're going to start a restaurant.
Well, the corporation itself, do they give you autonomy to create, or they limit you? Do they say, oh, you know, no, you can't be making beef sandwiches now? Is there... Do you have to run it past them?
We do. There is a compliance standard. There is a certain amount of leeway. So whatever is already on the menu or in house that we make other stuff with, we can be as creative as we want to be.
Okay.
If we want to sort of step outside of that, we definitely need to run it by them. But you know, I think because they're so young, we're new, it's still growing. That's where those ideas
flourish. They're kind of open to it.
They're open to it.
You never know, that sweet potato cobbler might be the next big thing
throughout the whole corporation.
Right. Yeah. Might be the next fish fillet, right?
Right.
So. Yeah. And so how does that like work? Like, you know, for you in Northwest Indiana, somebody else in Bloomington, somebody else out in the Carolinas, like, are you sharing an index of recipes? Like, hey, we made this. Here's what we did.
Yeah, do you have your own... webs.
Yeah, web, your own sort of like internal communications in terms of like recipe sharing or idea sharing?
There is a platform for communication between the different franchises, but I will say we probably don't do that enough. My wife and I, when we started, we reached out and had a lot of great conversation with people who had started before us.
Yeah.
They helped guide us on the road to how to bring this thing to fruition, how to be successful. But as far as, you know, sort of beyond that, we're out here, right? Yeah. We'd love that communication. We'd love that connection. But right now, I don't think, you know, we have that platform to do that. Or it's not regularly groomed to do that. So as much as we can, we keep in contact with our counterparts in Kenosha. We had a nice relationship with them, but not too much outside of that.
Okay.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. And we're sitting down with a Purdue grad, my friend Cornelius Henderson, and he's the owner and operator of the Peach Cobbler Factory out of Merivale. If you want to call in, give us your comment. Cornelius has gift cards to hand out. 219-769-9577. What's the most popular item?
It would be, besides the peach cobbler, it would be the cinnamon peach praline. So it's that same peach cobbler, and we top it with the pecan pralines for that nice little crunch sweet on top, sprinkled with a little cinnamon sugar.
We'll get into it because you brought a whole bunch of food here. But how deep is that menu? Like, if I were to walk in, am I looking at like an op 10 or 15, or is it like 35 or 45 different options?
It's a lot of options. It's a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You can tell when you're at the register and folks walk in and their eyes just sort of glaze over.
It's how it was when I walked in. I'm like, wow, there's a lot more than just cobbler here.
We've got cobbler. We've got banana pudding, 12 different types of cobbler, 12 different types of banana pudding. We've got cookies. We call them bigger and better cookies. We don't want to utter that C place. Mm-hmm. We've got cookies and chocolate chip, peanut butter, sugar cookies, snickerdoodle cookies with some different toppings on them. We've got cinnamon rolls that you can top with cobbler, if you can think about that, a nice warm cinnamon roll topped with a peach cobbler or apple cobbler.
Yeah, you got cinnamon rolls that are stuffed?
Yeah, with the cobbler.
Yeah. That is so unique. So what is the biggest seller, you feel like? Oh, wait, I asked you that. What's your favorite?
My favorite is the caramel apple. Okay. I like to level it up a little bit and put that praline, those pecans on top of that. So the caramel apple with the praline pecans. So it's an off-menu item. But
Do you have a secret menu yet?
We don't have a secret menu yet.
No, you will develop one pretty soon.
We don't have a secret menu.
You get all these requests.
We'll see.
Who do you got online? Is that Elizabeth?
Elizabeth calling from Crown Point. Elizabeth, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I was calling to see which one you guys would recommend, whether it would be the cobbler or the pudding.
Oh, I'm a cobbler guy myself.
Did you say pudding?
Yes.
Oh, like the banana pudding. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The banana pudding and the cobbler pudding that they have there.
Yeah, I would. I tried
the pudding and I tried the cobbler and I love the apple walnut one.
Oh, the apple walnut raisin.
Yes.
Yep. I'm a more of a cobbler guy, so I would go for any other cobblers. The peach cobbler. My favorite is the caramel apple.
Okay.
So you visit.
Which other one would you guys recommend?
What would you recommend?
Besides the peach and the apple.
The chocolate brownie that's just a block of fudge.
I like
delicious.
Peach more than apple.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
See, I like apple more than peach. Yeah.
You like peanut butter in your chocolate.
I do.
Okay.
I do, yeah.
Chocolate in his peanut butter.
That's right.
So, Elizabeth, when you go there, what do you usually get?
I get the apple walnut cobbler.
Mm-hmm. So,
and then my son has tried the peanut butter cobbler.
Okay, so what Cornelius has done is given me a gift card. He kind of threw it in the air, and I caught it, and I got it for you, Elizabeth, and we're going to send you out a gift card from the Peach Cobbler Factory out of Merrillville.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in. Be safe. It's cold out there, and maybe I hear from you next week.
And thank you for coming in to visit
too.
Us.
Thank you
for visiting the Peach Cobbler. You know, they're, like I said, it's a mom-and-pop shop. Support all your mom-and-pop shops.
And so on that, the mom... we. Talked about it just briefly, but have you noticed or what for you, I guess, in your wife being the owners, the co-owners, being co-owned by a woman and a black man, black woman, you know, what is that experience like as a business owner, you know, in Northwest Indiana?
Thank you for asking that. I think you know, it's been phenomenal. The community, the Northwest Indiana community, has really showed out and showed up to support us and, you know, to get comments. We were talking a little bit earlier about, like, what do you like about the industry?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, aside from, you know, people seeing people's smiles or their reaction to the food and what we offer, it's people, you know, really sort of encouraging us and patting us on our back and saying, hey, I love to see this. Right?
Yeah,
keep it going. Man, a black-owned business, you know, people out here in the front. And, you know, it's really great. It means that folks are behind us and pushing us and really want to see us succeed. So, and everybody is welcome, right? Everybody is welcome. We have folks.
You let a Greek guy in.
Everybody is welcome. And I think we have a sort of atmosphere or culture within our shop where it's all about love and peace and just happiness.
Yeah, your music and the kind of music you play was sort of like the commercial.
That's it.
I didn't even put the two together because I made the commercial before I walked in there. Tell us about one of those memories about one of your customers that kind of got emotional over the food.
He did. You know, he came in and, you know, he was a little skeptical. He was like, oh, okay, what's this peach cobbler? It can't be better than my mom's or better than my grandma's. And we never make that you know,
stipulation.
That stipulation. Yeah. We can't. Because we know we can't beat your homemade. But he said he hadn't had he asked us if we had blackberry cobbler. I said, yes, we have blackberry cobbler. He ordered one, and he said, man, I haven't had blackberry cobbler since my grandmother passed. Every time I would come home from school, she would bake me a black, you know, from college, she would bake me a blackberry cobbler on the holidays. And he ordered it. He tasted it, and I kid you not, a tear came to his eye because he remembered that experience. Mm-hmm. It brought back so many memories, and he liked what he had, and he said, man, this tastes just like my grandmother. So,
it's funny how food and music does that.
Man, yeah. Food and music just you know, stirs those memories. And I think that's what we're in business for. We're in business to sell cobblers, but we're in business to really make experiences and connect people with those experiences.
Right. And like you said, there's no one that does cobbler. I mean, you might go to bakery and so to go there, you're actually going there probably, like you said, to revisit an experience in your mind and in your palate. I mean, you bring it all together because that's such a unique place.
Yeah.
It really is. Hey, everything prepared on site?
It is. We do the banana pudding on site, all of the toppings. We make a sweet peachy tea that we do on site. We do a cold brew coffee. Our cobblers are made at a commissary. It is the Peach Cobbler Factory recipe. You cannot find that anywhere. It is a proprietary recipe. Those are made at a commissary, different location, frozen. We do bake them on site, fresh every day.
And we were talking a little bit about catering. How much lead time do people need on that catering?
At the very least, at least 24 hours. Okay. 3 to 4 days in advance gives us time to make sure that we've got all of our materials and we can fulfill that order. But at the very least, for a rush, for a pan, at least 24 hours in advance. But for some of the different orders with the brownies and cookies and cobblers, at least 3 to 4 days.
You know, when I was there, I noticed, and I'm pulling it up right now, you do some like board specials.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
And, we do.
And like this one, I seen that you had like a snickerdoodle with caramel. And what is a praline?
A praline for us is a pecan that is you know, sort of baked with sugar and butter. So it's sort of like a candied pecan. Mm-hmm.
And describe what a cobbler is, because some people might look, say, is it a cobbler or is it crumbled, you know, like they put. Like,
yeah. A cobbler is crust on the bottom, fruit in the middle, and crust on the top. And the way that we serve that cobbler, you get a nice ample size, you know, bit of fruit and crust and just all the good stuff.
I mean, when I got it, I got all that good stuff, too. That's what's up. It was really, really good.
And did you top it with ice cream?
Well, you know what? Since I got it to go, they gave me a little ice cream on the side.
Yes.
And that's what I did.
All of our cobblers do come with a side of ice cream.
And how many different fruit flavors you got?
We have 12 different types of cobblers.
And okay, that's all. Like you said, the cobblers are from a commissary.
Yeah.
So you can't change up the fruit.
No.
Okay, so what do they offer?
Peach, apple, blackberry, strawberry. And then we do in-house. We actually do the sweet potato pecan in-house. We make that in-house. And then we can do a mix of a strawberry peach. We do a blackberry peach. And then we do a mango peach. So it's that same peach cobbler, but we make a mango
sauce. So all that's baked there, right?
Yes.
That place has got to smell terrific when you're baking all that stuff.
It's fantastic.
Because you don't have – do you have hoods?
No.
So you don't need them. I know that. You don't. If, as long as you don't have an open flame.
That's right.
So all that aroma is wafting out there. Do you try to stagger it to try to keep the aroma going in the place?
A little bit. That's a little secret. We're not good. No, but the smells are fantastic.
I can imagine.
Early in the morning when we start baking.
Oh, yeah.
Midday, we bake some more, and the our neighbors who are right above us, it's a medical
they
center.
Smell it all.
They go
crazy. Oh yeah. Okay, we've got Anita calling in from Valparaiso. Anita, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hello.
Hi.
Although you already answered one of my questions, because I was wondering how many different flavors you have.
Yes, we have 12 flavors of cobbler, 12 flavors of banana pudding. The banana pudding, the OG banana pudding, the classic, is really the base for all the other mix-ins for the banana pudding. We got cookies,
brownies. I never heard of 12 different kinds of banana pudding. I thought there was only one kind.
Yeah.
Well, we've all
you got
learned
plantain
today.
Bananas. Yeah. You got no. I'm just kidding.
You
got
to come in and work your way through have you the been entire
there?
Menu.
Anita, have you been there yet?
Oh no, no. This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking Baker Square closed, mm-hmm. so this is something close to it.
Well, there you go.
So,
there
you go. So are you a cobbler person? Or are you a pudding person?
Oh, cobbler.
A cobbler.
Cobbler.
There you go.
Definitely.
So what I'm going to do is ask you, I'm encouraging you to take a trip right down US 30 to Merrillville.
Yeah, right I know where that is. At least this is the first thing I've heard for this year that's not in Crown Point.
Oh, from the show? You know, that's how it is yeah. with me. Sometimes that's how they glump. I mean, believe me,
oh,
Anita,
okay.
I go out there and I try to find a lot of people, and it is somehow that's the way it happens.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's right down US 30 in Merrillville. Salvation Army's
right.
Across
the Myers.
Yeah, right yep. across from the Myers. Mm-hmm. And what is really great is Cornelius gave me a gift card, and we're going to send you out a gift card so you get a chance to go try out the Peach Cobbler Factory in Merrillville.
That would be great.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you, Anita.
Hey, Anita, call in next week.
Yeah.
That person's not from Crown Point either.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Anita.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to let the next guest introduce themselves. I'm going to give you a hint, Cornelius.
Okay.
They're from Anderson, listening on the web stream right now on lakeshorepublicmedia.org. Show yourself, caller.
Well, does he know who this is?
No.
He does not. He does not know who this is.
Oh, my goodness. Cornelius, this is Faye.
Hey, Faye, how are you? Thank
wonderful.
You for calling.
Oh, you wouldn't miss it. That's how Boilermakers roll.
There we go.
There you go.
Another Boilermaker.
That's why I love
show.
That.
Always support each other. Always. Yes, but I'm going to be up that way. I don't know when, but I'm going to be headed up that way, and that will be my stop. So I will never go to Chicago without stopping by.
Thank you so much, Faye. We got a cobbler waiting for you, okay?
Yeah, I can't wait because I'm looking to sample some things, and I have to work out before I get there, so I'll work on that.
Faye, have you been there yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't been up that way in a while.
You know what? You're going to really enjoy it because his shop is really nice. Great colors, nice and clean. I think you're going to really enjoy it. I did when I walked in.
That's what Boilermakers do.
That's right. Boiler up. As
boiler
we used
up.
To say.
All right.
What do we used to
take
say?
Take care.
Go
Boilers.
Go Boilers.
It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Faye.
Folks, 219-769-9577. Give us a call and talk with Cornelius Henderson from the Peach Cobbler Factory right out of Merrillville. They got a lot of – if you want to satisfy a sweet tooth, this is the place to go to, don't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, do you do anything sugar-free?
We do not.
Okay.
We don't do anything gluten-free or sugar-free, and I'm sorry we don't offer that just yet, but we're working on that. We're working on that because
get
so many.
I was going to say you know, we talked about it before the show. It's January 10th. Mm-hmm. It's quitting day for everybody's New Year's resolutions, right? So what better way than to celebrate by going and getting a cobbler?
That's right.
You know, you've kicked off you're done with the diet. You're done going to the gym.
Yep.
You know, you need that sweet treat. You know, as you ebb and flow, have you looked into like, you know, we get a lot of restaurants in here, especially in the fall. It is pumpkin spice everything.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys looking at all like
seasonal,
you know,
items.
Seasonal
yep.
items, maybe a peppermint or a mocha mint, something for Christmas.
Absolutely.
And then getting into maybe some of the, you know, strawberry, blueberry cobblers for the 4th of July kind of thing.
Indeed. We just for Thanksgiving and for that fall season, we did have a pumpkin spice.
Oh, man. We're going to have you guys back in September then.
We will.
You could top your cinnamon roll with some pumpkin spice topping there. And then we also had a pumpkin spice shake when this Christmas or this holiday season. We had the chocolate mint brownie shake.
Yeah.
As well.
See,
so,
you're speaking a love language to me right now, Cornelius.
Indeed.
Yeah,
I can
I get
see
the vibe.
It in your face.
I
pina colada shake for the summer.
Look, that's it.
See a little bit of coconut and pineapple.
There you go.
So, I know you haven't been open for a full year, but maybe through the history of the corporation, Is summer better than winter?
Summer is a little bit better than winter. You'd think it'd be different because the
The
winter,
cobbler, the warm cobbler.
Absolutely.
Kind of thing. Yeah,
but I think you just got so many people out. You get the numbers of people out and about.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's really nice for us for DoorDash and Uber Eats, so
right.
folks staying home, not wanting to get out because of the weather. But, yeah, summer has been, in our experience, has been a lot better than the wintertime.
Okay. Let's talk about a little bit about the food you brought in. What did you bring in, if you can remember? You brought in so many items.
I brought in